defense and for the defense of Ukraine as it continues to fight the Russians. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 400 points. NASDAQ futures off 337. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm gonna be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no, the roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any cut.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Mayor Brandon Scott has released the framework for an overhaul of the city's permitting and approval process. Over the next several weeks, the administration will release the Be More Fast, that's Facilitating Approvals and Streamlining Timelines report, detailing recommendations to modernize permitting for development in the city. As part of the effort, the mayor plans to form an advisory group of stakeholders to guide the reforms. A Baltimore County man is facing charges after he allegedly set his semi-truck on fire in October. Robert Silver of Cockeysville is accused of torching his semi along Interstate 68 in Allegheny County and fled the scene. The state fire marshal's office concluded that Silver set the fire after the semi became disabled, and he was arrested in Baltimore County on charges that include second-degree arson and others. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The first spring injuries that puts Orioles in danger of missing opening day was reported yesterday. Shortstop Gunnar Henderson diagnosed with a very mild intercostal strain in his ribs. His status is unclear, but he may be shut down for the spring. And reliever Andrew Kittredge with inflammation in his left knee. An MRI will be ordered, but he could also be shut down. Orioles did beat the Twins in Fort Myers yesterday 5-2. Meanwhile, all smiles in College Park this morning as Maryland won that pivotal tip-off against Michigan last night. Rodney Rice providing the spark.
In the corner, it's Gillespie. Offensive rebound, Queen finds Rodney Rice for three.
Kevin Kugler had the call on BTN. Big night for Rice. Four threes, 19 points. Maryland wins their fourth in the last five on the road. 71-65, the final. Caps and Rangers at the Mecca last night, Madison Square Garden in New York. Caps trailing the Rangers 2-1 in the third.
To the front for Mangiapane, and he scores! Alexander Ovechkin! Nine away from 99! 31st goal here at Madison Square Garden for the Grade 8.
Bob Wischusen on TNT with the call. That tied it midway through the third, and an OT goal by Tom Wilson wins it for the Caps 3-2. Ovi's goal count now stands at 885. Coming up in 30 minutes, Grayson Rodriguez takes a step back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet stretch of weather through the weekend. A windy day, though, today, with gusts as high as 55 miles an hour. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the winds ease up. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 38 degrees in Westminster, 44 in Easton, and 45 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right. One more day till the weekend, and you can relax. You know what? Some of you might work on the weekend, so I won't say that. But at least it's the weekend, right? I hope you guys are starting your day off right. We do have a lot to discuss today. If you heard the morning drive tease, you heard that Delegate Matt Morgan will be on the line with us to discuss House Bill 1554. Now, I happened to notice a video that Delegate Matt Morgan posted just yesterday on his X feed. It's also on his Facebook feed because he went live on Facebook and then he transferred it over. But there were many comments, many people very outraged here in the state of Maryland, and rightfully so, because we've been hearing from Governor Wes Moore that he is going to be business friendly here in the state of Maryland. That's what he said in the state, to the state address, state of the state address, excuse me. That's what he said as soon as those in Annapolis got back into session there early January. He said that's what he wanted to see. He wanted to see less regulations. Less taxes and fees on businesses. He wanted to court many more businesses to the state. He said it after he realized that President Trump is going to cut so much from the federal government. I don't know why he didn't believe that beforehand, you know, since President Trump ran on making cuts at the federal government level. But I guess he didn't believe him. Maybe he didn't believe him. But after that happened, and after he saw that DOGE was coming to town, and quite literally cutting a lot of what we see in the federal government, which I'm actually excited about personally. But even after that, he said, oh, wow, I hope we get the money for the bridge. Remember that? Then he did. He did secure the bag for the bridge. We do know that the money for the bridge is coming. But at that time, he said that he had to focus on being more business friendly here in the state of Maryland because President Trump was so unpredictable and he didn't know whether or not he could depend on the federal government. And I thought to myself, all right, look, at least he's trying to make the move. He's shifting gears. I mean, when we saw what happened way back when we allowed manufacturing to go overseas. Those individuals that were in charge at that point in time, they clearly didn't make any moves. We lost Bethlehem Steel. We lost so many different other manufacturing companies. And guess what? They didn't do anything to replace them. They did absolutely nothing. I think they depended on tourism just a little bit, right, at the Inner Harbor area. Then they let that go to hell. And so we have a whole lot of people that were in the Baltimore region that weren't working or had odd jobs. And, you know, their response since then was, hey, let's see if we can raise the minimum wage. Let's see if we can do this or do that and make more people government workers, right? More government employees. That's one way to do it. Right? That's basically what they did. So I was excited when I heard Governor Wes Moore say that he was going to switch gears and focus on being friendly to businesses. I said, all right, here we go. Well, 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 wouldn't you know? House Bill 1554 that was introduced in the middle of the night by the delegates in Annapolis. Well, this bill would tax small businesses by at least 2.5%. And when I say small businesses, I'm saying small businesses in every industry possible. every industry you can think of, except, and as Sean Casey pointed out this morning, which I will ask the delegate about, legal services. Are legal services going to get the same tax? That's a good question, because many of those delegates are, in fact, attorneys. And if they're not attorneys, usually their treasurers are sometimes either attorneys. It's interesting how many lawyers get their hands on what's going on in the government, isn't it? Well, anyways, I am going to ask him about that when he joins us around 9:35. But, you know, this really brings into question Governor Wes Moore and his intentions, because in my view, this should be his main focus, right? Whether it's the energy crisis, whether it's the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, that's still a thing, right? BGE, they keep telling us BGE, they're the ones to blame. You see the crime and the violence. You see juveniles that are completely out of control. Everybody's calling for the resignation of Vincent Schiraldi, the secretary of DJS. That doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. And so Governor Moore, he sits down, he starts talking about how he's afraid of a federal government shutdown. That's what's on this guy's mind. That's what he's thinking about these days. If you're wondering what's keeping the governor up at night, it's the federal government. It's not the issues we have here in Maryland, you know, and he is the governor, obviously, of Maryland. It's not these state issues that are keeping him up at night. It's what's going on at, you know, DOGE or going on at the White House. Like, that's what's keeping him up at night. I mean, he's completely lost his mind at this point. Why on earth would you be focused, Governor, on what's going on at the federal level with all of these problems? Huge problems. I don't mean small problems. I mean huge problems. I'm not talking like, you know, we've got some intersections that need some traffic lights. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some potholes that need to be filled on 95. That's not what I'm talking about, even though that should happen, by the way. If there's anybody listening, there's lots of potholes. Please get to it, please. I'm not talking about that right now, though. Okay, what I'm talking about is the fact that if you are living here in the state of Maryland, you most likely, and I will say 99.9% of the population, will pay more in taxes and fees here in 2025 and beyond. That is a huge problem. You know what it kind of reminds me of? You know how I always talk about the callers that call in? And, you know, they're on the other side of the issues, on the other side of the aisle, which, again, I love the fact that you guys call. But it makes me think of those individuals, because whenever we talk about state issues, I don't hear from them. I hear from them when we're talking about President Trump. This is the same thing with Governor Wes Moore. It's like that TDS, that Trump derangement syndrome. It's overwhelming for some people. They can only focus on President Trump and what's going on at the federal level. Meanwhile, their lives are most likely disrupted on the local and the state level. But they can't seem to get their mind there. But as the governor, Governor Wes Moore, I need you to think about and focus on the state issues. He actually sat down and answered a couple questions with Channel 11. Take a listen.
Governor Moore says the federal government is playing with fire, but they're doing it in a way that the only people who are going to get burned are everyday Marylanders.
It's this spray shot policy mentality that I think is just having a deep and disastrous impact.
Governor Moore taking aim at what he calls the chaotic policies coming from the Trump administration. The governor points out the purge of federal workers disproportionately impacts military veterans, 1 in 3 who live in Maryland.
This level of disrespect that is being taken towards our military veterans, towards their service, towards their families, is just deeply disheartening. And truthfully, it's just un-American.
Although tariffs have been put on hold for a month, the governor says when they resume, the port and residents will suffer.
So this is already going to watch the cost of goods for everyday Marylanders shoot up. But what it's also doing is it's creating a larger chilling effect. And the chilling effect happens because what people want more than anything else, particularly in the business community, is just predictability.
The governor finds the potential federal government shutdown next week an unnecessary distraction.
Unfortunately, we are now having to spend parts of our day every day preparing for a shutdown. And I'm not doing it because I want to. I'm doing it because I have to, because I'm always going to make sure that our people are protected. It's just unnecessary that I'm now protecting them from the federal government.
The governor chose not to watch the president's speech, but based on what he's heard, he says he's disappointed by what wasn't said.
What is being done to drive to address things like housing prices? What is being done to address energy costs?
The governor says the feedback he's getting from Marylanders is that there is a disconnect between their everyday lives and the White House. David Collins, TV 11 News.
He said, wait a minute. There's so much to unpack there. Of course, I want all of you to weigh in here. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. He said that he heard, because he didn't actually see the president's address. He didn't listen to it himself. He heard that President Trump didn't address the energy crisis. Governor Moore. Hello, Earth to Governor Moore. The energy crises are here in the state of Maryland because you're importing 40% of the energy. It's here. It's not over there. It's here. So does he not even get it, you think? See, now this is why I'm so confused on all of this. Does he not understand that the energy crisis is here in Maryland because of the decisions that have been made here by he and his Democrat colleagues? Does he not know this? Or is he just trying to pretend? Is he playing coy here? Because I also, if you noticed there what he said to David Collins, he also said, oh, the cost of goods, they're going to go up. As if he's trying to already prepare to blame President Trump and Elon Musk for the taxes and the fees that he's going to be putting on even just food delivery services, or the taxes that are now going to be hit with these small businesses. Because I guarantee you, the House Bill 1554, that didn't actually just come out of the sky and just fall and land in the middle of the night. I guarantee you, those delegates actually spoke to Wes Moore, and this is what they came up with. And so when they dropped this bill in the middle of the night, that kind of eases the pain off of Moore so that he doesn't have to talk about how he's no longer considering being business friendly. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on. And they're not playing chess, they're playing checkers. Let's be very clear. But we're at a point now where Governor Wes Moore, he's saying that he's just concerned about the federal government. And I guess that's where he wants everyone else's mind to be. Brian in Towson. Brian, you want to weigh in?
Good morning, Miss Kim.
Good morning.
I do. And in fact, if we look at the ABC policy, alcohol, bullets, and cookies, that's where we're going to get our tax money from, because everybody out there is just feeling the pain,
yeah.
And this guy is on a stepping stone, and he has no care. And we all know it. So let's combat against all this. And just tell me what to do, and I'm there to help. I just have no answers. But how do you take billions of dollars and make it disappear like a magic show?
Yeah.
I don't get it. And this guy is only in the beginning stages of all this.
Yeah. Right? What kills me, Brian, is how all of these reporters that get these sit-down interviews with Wes Moore, nobody ever asked him about the surplus and what happened to it. No one ever asked the question.
Kim, they're not going to. That's not their agenda. It's not their agenda at all.
Yeah.
But they're going to take it out on all of us, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, look, you have a great day.
You too, Brian. Thank you so much. And that does grace my nerves. It really does. Because if you have a sit-down interview with the governor, and this is your opportunity, and you are entrenched here in Maryland politics, and you don't ask him what happened with that surplus, I'm sorry, as a journalist, you have not done your job. You haven't done your job. That question's on everyone's mind. All right, we're going to stay right on this topic. If you want to weigh in, I hope that you do. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. When we're talking about money here, of course, we got to talk about the market. We're being joined right now by Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management for the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Thursday. How are you?
Happy Thursday. We're talking about money here this morning, Tim.
I know we are, and I wish I had great news. Ordinarily, I'll do the Morning Market Flash on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're doing it here today because I'm traveling tomorrow morning, Kim, of course, and today's probably not the best day to give a Morning Market Flash here on Thursday. We're coming off of, again, some additional volatility in the market the last few weeks, but here we are again today. The markets are down. Either the Trump tariffs are really having a ripple effect on the market. We're getting some confusion. Layoff announcements have soared to the highest level, Kim, since 2020 as Doge is slashing federal staff. So as a result of some of this news and negative sentiment overall, the Dow futures are currently down, Kim, 365 points. S&P 500 futures are down 66 points. And the NASDAQ, which is a big technology-led index, Kim, is down 310 points. So that's not a real good, report to give for your listeners here this morning. I know sometimes we have to take the good and the bad together. But again, right now the sentiment is surrounding the Trump tariffs, U.S. tariffs on Canada, Mexico, China, taking effect this week. It's really kind of rocked the overall markets, and we're seeing, again, you and I use that word, reciprocal or reciprocation tariffs a week ago. Still waiting to see how all of that, of course, plays out right now. And, you know, notably in the markets, we're seeing some earnings still coming out. Those earnings really aren't helping the market. Kroger posting results here this morning, while Costco, Hewlett-Packard, and Broadcom all report after the close. Trump has exempted some automakers from Canada and Mexico tariffs for 1 month, so from punishing them with their 25% tariffs, at least for a month, as long as they can comply with some existing free trade rules. Macy's forecast their 2025 sales and their profits on the retail side for the consumers, Kim, were below expectations because retailers right now are dealing with some soft demand and not spending as much as they once were before. Walmart has asked China suppliers for price cuts on Trump tariffs. That's reported from Bloomberg. So we're seeing a lot of news right now. Not so good news, unfortunately, but the Federal Reserve's Beige Book and the Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing reading, also kind of on the tail end of the negative sentiment, indicating fear of rising input costs because, again, of these tariffs, Kim. So we have to really wait and see how things begin to play out. I think we're still in the early innings of waiting to see how these tariffs and even reciprocal tariffs are all going to develop. So there we have it for this morning's market, morning market flash, Kim. If your listeners have any questions, give us a call, 410-316-5320. We'll be back next week on Monday morning.
Thanks. All right, Tim. Thank you.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, we're going to jump right into the phone lines because, of course, we got Delegate Matt Morgan joining us in just a little bit. Now, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore. He's focused on the federal level. We've got a crisis here in Maryland, and they're also talking about at the State House today, or rather, I was going to say on the Hill. At the State House, they're talking about adding a 2.5% tax to small businesses. I've got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, you want to weigh in?
Oh, sure. I would need an hour to weigh in what's wrong with this state. But you know why people are buttheads? They're never told they're buttheads. The governor is a butthead. How can you tax small business? How about him shutting down all the coal plants because coal is bad for us and energy prices go up? How about the fact that the Key Bridge isn't a priority? It's not an emergency. Nothing's been said about it. Millions of gallons of fuel being wasted going around the beltway. Yep. And they only tax what you eat. And they're going to tax what you eat now, but yet we're going to look out for you. How many more things you want? Let him go live with President Trump one-on-one and put it on like the Ukrainian president. Let's go live. Let the butthead go against President Trump live. What do you think?
Yeah. It wouldn't survive 2 minutes there, Steve. And you're so correct. He's got all these things that he should be focused on. But this is what he gives. You know, I guess in my mind, I think he's just trying to deflect and make people that don't really pay attention believe that all of this is because of Trump and Elon Musk.
He either gives it to them for free, which is destroying this country, or he takes it. It's just total redistribution of wealth.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it as a business owner. I'm sick. You know what to fix this country? Everybody go to all cash. You take the government out, and you watch how fast these banks close. Thanks.
Oh, that's a great idea, Steve. Thank you so much. I've got Herb in Middle River. Herb, you want to weigh in?
Yeah. Governor Moore, since he's been in office, has done nothing but destroy this state and destroy small business. I mean, he keeps saying he's friendly for small business, but I don't know anything that he's done that's helped small business, from regulations to taxes to anything. And I know several small business owners that are moving. They're selling their businesses and moving. Some of them are taking their business with them. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, take for instance, right in Middle River, right across from Mount Carmel Church, there's a new development. It's not even a year old, called Water's Edge or Water's Landing. Those houses back there, the townhouses, are selling for over $400,000. And over 80% of those houses are owned by somebody else, not homeowners, and they're being rented out. And the reason they're being rented out is because they can get vouchers for those houses. We're paying the taxes for houses that most people can't afford. And in that same development, you have individual houses and things they call villas, which are duplexes, that are $700,000-$800,000 for some of these houses. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's being pushed by people like Johnny O and Wes Moore and all these morons that keep voting for these people, and they're the ones that complain the most about, how everything is so expensive, and, you know, eggs are so expensive, but they don't address the fact about why eggs are so expensive. You kill 160 million chickens, you know, you're going to have a shortage in eggs and in chickens. It's just insane. People don't get enough time, or they don't pay attention enough to what's actually going on. They only hit these sensational high points, and then people sit around and say, oh my God, look how bad that is. Well, if you'd look into it, you'll see the reason why it's so bad is because you're so lazy that you won't do the research to find out why it's so bad. It's laziness on the voters' part.
Yeah, Herb, you're absolutely right in that. Thank you so much for weighing in there. Great points. And that is what it comes down to. And I think I told you guys, even running in this last election cycle, I went to an event in Pikesville and I was talking to this group of women and they were talking about how taxes had increased and all this other stuff. And then I pointed out, I said, well, actually, the tax increase you're talking about is the one that happened here in Baltimore County, thanks to Johnny O, because when he was elected in 2018, he said he wasn't going to raise taxes, but then he did. And then they all just looked at me like I had two heads. And then I pulled it up on my phone. And then they said, okay, I got it. So, you know, it is what it is. Coming up next, we got Delegate Matt Morgan. We're going to go over House Bill 1554.
With SRN News, Amit Chamasan. Brushing aside President Trump's threat of total destruction, Hamas insists it will only free its remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a permanent Gaza ceasefire. Meantime, the White House confirms talks and discussions with the terrorist group have been underway. U.S. automakers getting a temporary one-month reprieve from the 25% Trump tariff hikes. The president may sign an executive order as early as today, abolishing the Department of Education. That according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. Some European leaders are awakening to the reality of their countries having to shoulder more of the responsibility for their own defense. EU leaders holding an emergency defense summit in Brussels. Powerful storms that killed three people in Mississippi and caused a lot of damage in Oklahoma have charged eastward now, dumping a lot of snow north. This is SRN News.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk. a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan. You just dial #250. You say the keywords Pure Talk, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. Dial #250. You say the keywords Pure Talk. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles news wasn't great from Sarasota yesterday. Neither Gunnar Henderson nor Andrew Kittredge expected to return this spring. Opening day for both now in doubt. Henderson with an intercostal strain. It's not a waterway. It's a muscle in the ribs that helps you breathe, so that's important. And Kittredge with inflammation in his left knee. He shut down for the foreseeable future. And then on the field, Grayson Rodriguez started in a 5-2 win over the Twins, and in his own words, felt pretty sluggish. A noticeable drop in velocity, lasted only 1 1/3. And how about this call on Caps Radio? Caps and Rangers last night tied at 2 in overtime.
Now the Capitals cut it the other way. 2-on-1, Stroman Wilson into the zone. Strom down low, they score! It's Tom Wilson with the overtime game-winning goal! A tip from the side of the goal crease! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, New York!
Caps Radio play-by-play man John Walton with the call on the Caps Radio Network. Great call, great game. 3-2 Washington over New York at Madison Square Garden. Coming up in 30 minutes, a good get for the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Gusty winds today as that storm that brought us the rain yesterday continues to make its way northward. It's a dry day, a mix of sun and clouds, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, but gusts could reach as high as 55 miles an hour today. Temperatures on track for early March, 50 this afternoon. Low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 55. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills, making it right.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation about Governor Wes Moore and his obsession with the federal level while he's the governor of Maryland in just a little bit. But right now, I'm very pleased to be joined by our guest, Delegate Matt Morgan, because, of course, I was scrolling through X, and I noticed a video that the delegate posted just yesterday. First of all, first and foremost, good morning, Delegate. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for jumping on this call. I know I reached out pretty late to you, and you were right there to jump in, so I appreciate your time. And I know that you don't have a ton of time, because obviously you're working there in Annapolis. But if you could just fill in the audience on House Bill 1554, I would appreciate it.
Sure. Well, because of woke policies passed out of Annapolis that your listeners are probably well aware of, from crime reform to education to their climate change agenda, is really has hurt the economic growth of Maryland. And right now, Democrats, we have a $3 billion deficit. They're making some cuts, but they're going back to the taxpayers once again with their hand out, saying, hey, how can we bring in about $1 billion worth of tax increases? So Democrats, I personally think it was very sneaky. The majority leader ended up submitting a bill late Monday night. Now, this is two-thirds of our way through session. It's a 90-day session. We're about 60 days in. This is a month after the bill drop deadline. They submit a bill that what it does is taxes business-to-business transactions at 2.5%. So if you have an LLC in the state of Maryland, you will now be charged a service tax for things like accounting, bookkeeping. The list is pretty extensive. I mean, consulting services, if you're a business that deals with temporary employees, contractors, landscaping, financial preparer, tax preparers, appraisal service, even valet services, photography or printing service. Now, all these, I mean, it's a pretty extensive list. By their own calculations, it takes about $1 billion out of the productive side of the economy, which is private business, and moves it over to the hands of government. It is a small business tax. And I was just infuriated by this because the governor, Wes Moore, has been going around basically on a propaganda tour for the last 2 months trying to sell his budget as a growth budget. I don't see how in the world taxing small businesses on their services would be like one of the only states, I think, in the nation that does this, how this is going to lead to more economic growth. It's going to lead to more people leaving the state. And look, we just had a Washington poll by UMBC. 53% of Marylanders are thinking about leaving. If it's that high, your policies are not working.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, again, if you're just joining us, Delegate Matt Morgan is on the line with us. Delegate, let me ask a couple questions if I could. This question actually comes from my friend here at WCBM, Sean Casey. He was wondering if legal services made that list of what they're trying to tax here. I guess that's by what, 2.5% on each small business?
So, funny enough, Annapolis has a lot of attorneys in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of elected officials that are attorneys, and strange enough, and they're all on one side of the aisle, may I add, or the majority of them are. Legal services are not taxed.
Oh.
Not in this proposal.
So Sean Casey was correct on that one.
But bookkeeping is, and accounting is, and billing and payroll services, it's taxed. So are sports services, which is just sports and performing art advertising services. So I guess if you're a small business donating to your kid's little league team, well, that's now taxed at 2.5%. Thank you, Democrats.
Wow. Wow. Well, I have another question here, Delegate. You say this is after the bill drop deadline. How do you drop a bill after the deadline?
So they're in the majority party, so they can do what they want. What happens is the bill gets dropped. Any late five bills go to the Rules Committee, which they control. And look, this bill was dropped on Monday night. It's going to go on Rules on Monday coming up. I highly suspect they'll move it out of Rules on Monday, and then it would actually have a hearing, I'm hearing, on Wednesday.
Okay.
So this is a very tight turnaround. That's one reason why I shot the video that's doing pretty well on social media, because businesses just don't know this is happening. I feel like it's a very sneaky thing that they did, so proponents can't organize and come out and get against it. And we have this saying up in Annapolis, good legislation that affects public policy for the better sometimes takes years. The bad stuff happens in a couple of days, sometimes a single day, and I feel like this bill falls into that latter category.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, delegated, because, of course, you know, I don't expect you to be a snitch or anything like that, but does it say who sponsored or co-sponsored this bill?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's yeah. the majority leader of the Democratic Party on the House side, Delegate Moon from Montgomery County. He sponsored the bill. He dropped this. And look, when it comes down to it, they feel, I believe they feel there's not a lot of businesses that support them. This is not harming their supporters. So look, all these business operators in Maryland, you absolutely have a target on your back right now. And it's ludicrous with the financial condition that Maryland's in. Maryland has a $3 billion deficit cap. We're the only state in the region dealing with this. If we had the economic growth of Virginia, we have no budget problems. Virginia had a $3 billion surplus. We had a $3 billion deficit. That tells you the fiscal mismanagement that's happening from the governor who blew through a $5 billion surplus yeah. to what's going on right now.
Well, Delegate Matt Morgan, before I let you go, let me ask you this. Do you think that this is going to pass?
I am extremely fearful this is going to pass. That's why we reacted the way we did. I know some of the high-power lobbyists up here, they were really taken back by the bill because they think this is a possibility. Wow. So I would encourage all your listeners to take a look at it. It's House Bill 1554, the business-to-business service tax. And if you're negatively impacted by that, reach out. Just don't contact your delegate or senator. Contact the people with the D behind their name. Now, I will tell you that our friends at the Maryland Freedom Caucus, we are going to try to start organizing against this. We'll have a petition up later today.
Okay.
That goes out where, they'll fire off emails, make it very easy to contact members of the committee that this bill is going to go through. But, if you're a small business operator or if you just care about the state of Maryland, we've got to get our fiscal house in order.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Well, Delegate Matt Morgan, I could say that I only know Delegate Moon's name because I think that was the gentleman that stood up and said he wanted for you guys to report to Annapolis one less day, I guess a week, because he didn't
want... I was the guy that stood up and said, hey, nothing says working hard for the Maryland people like a three-day work week.
Right.
You need to be here 5 days a week.
Right.
Look, and this talks about some of the amateur hour that's actually happening in Annapolis right now. I mean, if he had a body that was really focused on problems, they would have came in and started looking at the deficit, started looking at some of the problems funding education. They would have looked at the energy crisis that's self-induced by Annapolis, but instead we're on these tangent bills that are really trying to, the thing I guess you should do, if you're ever in a hole, the first thing you should do is stop digging.
Yeah.
We really would like Democrats in Annapolis to stop digging.
Same here. Well, Delegate Matt Morgan, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's such a quick notice. We really do appreciate you, and we appreciate you bringing this bill to the forefront, because you know what? As closely as I follow this, I did not see that drop on Monday night, so thank you so much.
They're sneaky, so I appreciate it, Kim. Thank you for everything you do, and have a great day.
Thank you, Delegate. You too. All right, Bye. That was Delegate Matt Morgan, and I tell you what, the Democrats never cease to amaze me. Here in the state of Maryland, and I'm talking about those that are elected officials, okay? I'm not talking about the Democrat voters, the moderates, I should say, that will vote for the other side of the aisle, that will make noise when they're being taken advantage of, because there's a lot of Democrats in the state that do not like what they're seeing. But this is the point where I need you guys to stand up. We need you guys to stand up. We, the Republicans, we are just, our voices are being drowned out to a certain extent. God bless the Maryland House Freedom Caucus. They're doing a ton of work up there. But if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, House Bill 1554, more taxes, more fees on small businesses, 2 to 2.5%, by the way. And so if you have a small business that you're trying to get off the ground, now you're going to be faced with more. I mean, what is this going to even do to those that want to employ a few people? I mean, what are we doing, right? And they're also talking about raising the minimum wage. So you want us to pay $20 minimum wage every hour, right? And then you also want to tax small business on top of that 2 to 2.5%. And then, of course, all the regulations and the hoops that you have to jump through, all the other taxes and fees that you got going on in the state, why would anybody want to do business in Maryland? Why would you? I've got Will and Carney. William, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. I agree with all your listeners and that delegate there, too. All right, all you Democrats out there that are listening, you like having riots and everything else. Why don't you take the kids on the bus, go down to City Hall, go down to the governor's mansion and protest and everything else. Since you like to riot, there's a good reason for it now. What do you think?
Yeah. No, there's definitely a good reason for it. This is, you know, you think that they could hit any lower, right? But some of these delegates, and I notice this is usually coming to the from the House side. It doesn't usually come from the Senate. On the House side, it's almost like they're living in la-la land, William. And like I mentioned earlier, that delegate Moon that's sponsoring this bill, that's the same guy that wanted the three-day work week. The same guy that doesn't even want to work.
But you got to understand, they're all backed by Soros' money somewhere, his son, you know?
Yeah, I gotta look deeper into this delegate. William, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I hope that you have a great weekend. Let's see. I've also got Calvin and Owings Mills. Calvin, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. How much a surplus did Governor Hogan leave Westmore's for when he left office?
We were told $5 billion, but Westmore was saying that wasn't the case.
Yeah, okay. He has went through that money in a matter of months.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has other purposes like high offices. That's where his mind is. That's where his focus is. It's not about the people in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna go through a lot of heartache with this young man.
I agree, Calvin. Let me ask you this, Calvin. What do you think is going to happen with these small businesses when they realize they're going to be taxed even more this year?
I think a lot of these are going to fold or move.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't survive.
Yeah, it is. It's so sad. Calvin, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. It is so sad. And let's not forget, it's the small businesses that's hiring in the community. That's who's hiring your neighbors, the small businesses. It's usually the small businesses, to all of my friends that always like to think about race, that's usually hiring the minorities. If those small businesses close up shop, if they shutter and they go to Delaware, Virginia, or somewhere else, then what are those people going to do? They're being employed by those small businesses. You think they're going to get a job in the government? Because at this point, that's all that's going to be left is just government jobs, and we already know we don't have a ton of those. And luckily, we've got President Trump and Elon Musk trimming the fat. And Governor Westmore, he's already said with the state-to-state address, he said, look, we don't really have a ton of money to hire more, you know, state employees, but we're going to try. That's basically what he admitted. He's going to still try to do it because he's going to tax us more. It doesn't make any sense. Like, this literally doesn't make sense financially. My third grader could see that this doesn't make sense financially. I've got, Andy in Abingdon. Andy, you want to weigh in?
Yes, a couple of things.
Sure.
First of all, I'm 76 years old, and I finally figured out when they say we're going to tax the rich. You know who the rich are?
Who's that?
Anybody who has a job.
Yeah.
The other thing, I was in the car business for 25 years, and I just, you know, people come negotiate and everything, but you know one thing they don't negotiate on? There's a $500 dealer processing charge that goes directly to the dealership, and on the paper it says you don't have to pay it, and everybody falls like sheep and pays it. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The few that don't argue, they'll put $500 more into a trade or something. But every single one of them gets charged on it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. That's $500.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Andy. And I can't imagine what, you know, Maryland's going to look like 2 or 3 years from now with just so many things that we're doing, whether it's the small businesses, whether it's the energy and how much people are paying, you know, for monthly bills. I just can't imagine that we're going to retain the population at all.
Oh, well, you'll retain the population because people are basically sheep. I hate to say that, but that's what they are.
Yeah. Gosh.
And the reason that that $500 fee is allowed? Because the state collects the 5 or 6% on it.
Yeah.
And they charge you for that, too.
Of course. Of course. Andy, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a great weekend. You know, it goes back to, and I don't like to talk about COVID and the pandemic and all the lockdowns all the time, but it just makes you think, because remember, a lot of us, we were sitting here talking about the fact that small businesses were shuttered. You know, the lockdown affected all those that were in small business, but it didn't affect, you know, the big, large corporations like Target and Walmart. You know, the liquor stores were still open. The casinos were open because the state was still getting their cut. I mean, it is very clear. The message has been received. Okay? We got the message. Now we need voters to react to the message. Because there's no way that you don't get it by now, especially if you're paying electricity bills here in the state of Maryland. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Last night was an unmitigated disaster for the Democratic Party. They did an awful lot of damage to themselves last night. Incalculable damage to themselves. Not that I really care. That's who they are. These are the injustices that went on that most people didn't pay attention to. Last night, America saw it. Last night, you got to see the soul of that party, and it was void and empty. You don't stand for moms, and you don't stand for a 13-year-old cancer survivor. You don't stand for a kid getting into West Point. That, to me, is a party that is soulless and rudderless and visionless.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's been used as a store of value for thousands of years. It's known as a safe haven asset in times of uncertainty. It's breaking record after record this year, and many economists are predicting it could skyrocket even higher. Of course, I'm talking about the precious metal, gold. Right now, thousands of Americans are looking to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings. Even central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. Is it time you learn more about what precious metals can do for you? Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. Right now, the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, is offering a free gold and silver kit to arm you with the facts about how gold could potentially help safeguard your retirement. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy of the 2025 Gold and Silver Kit free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson admits before Congress he has no intention of helping Tom Homan go after illegal criminals. With an approval rating below 10%, this is not going to end well for him. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we were talking about House Bill 1554. We were discussing it with Delegate Matt Morgan again. Delegate, thank you for your time. And just so you guys know, there is a bill that is also being introduced in the Senate that does the same thing by Senator Hedelman. And I'll go back here. It's cross-filed with House Bill 1554. Let me just make sure I get the the correct one here. It's Senate Bill. Let me make sure I get the right number here. Also, if you guys ever want to check this out, you can always go to the Maryland General Assembly website, and it has it all here. So the cross-file bill to set aside is Senate Bill 845. No. That goes to 1025. Hold on. Let me keep going down. It is 1045. So House Bill 1554 is cross-filed with Senate Bill 1045. And that was actually sponsored by Senator Hittleman. And if you go through, it says sales and use tax, taxable business services, and alterations. It's the same thing. Anything that is taxed, taxable services that you can use, except for, and as Sean Casey pointed out, legal services. That's not going to be taxed. Legal services, not taxed. Everything else, taxed. Marty in the text line says the small businesses that sponsor sports teams, school fairs, and community events. Yeah, they're going to be taxed now. Yeah. Those that sponsor the school fairs. Yeah, that's who we want to tax, right? That's who we want to tax. I've got, about a minute or so. Mark in Millsboro, do you want to weigh in?
I do, but I wanted to comment on just Governor Westmore. And, Kim, thank you for your show. I love you. Love your show. The problem is it's only people like us that listen to your show. The people that need to hear it don't. But the thing is with Governor Westmore is, he's a Democrat. He's not changing. He's already checked out of Maryland. He's got his eyes set on bigger and better things, and he just thinks like a Democrat, and all he wants to do is pat his pockets. If he can make $3 billion disappear and nobody has a clue, nothing's changed other than the size of his bank account, he's just going to do more damage. But he doesn't care about Maryland anymore. Yeah. He's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He just, yeah. You know, the Democrats, he thinks, if you remember, the Democrats did everything that they were charging Trump with. And they're afraid that Trump's going to act like a Democrat and do the things that the nasty, undercut, low-handed things that they would do, they think Trump's going to do, and he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have to be afraid.
Yeah, Mark.
For Marylanders.
Yeah.
Trump, but that's all I wanted to weigh in, Kim. And thank you again for your show.
No, thank really you. Awesome. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend there, Mark. And Mark is correct on that. You know, we get back, we'll stay on this topic. So if you want to weigh in, you can. But I pulled up some of this legislation from Delegate David Moon. We'll talk about that coming up next as well.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC.